Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Anita and I just returned from an amazing trip to Israel with almost 50 college-age students. These are Christian college-age students coming in this particular trip from 20 different colleges. These are all individuals who have leadership potential, and their lives were transformed. It's the 10 most impactful days of their life. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is now the seventh Covenant Journey trip that we've done in about 12 months. We have other Covenant Journey trips planned for 2016. People that are interested can go to covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org. And we're looking for not just any student, not just college students, but we're looking for Christian college-age students who have leadership potential and who have some level of interest or support for Israel. And you can go to covenantjourney.org for more information. But these trips to Israel literally are life transformative experiences for these students.
Well, and the feedback from the students is just amazing. They go there while they're there, just glowing from my understanding with Cindy Matthews and others who go there have gone there along with these young people. What an amazing opportunity to see the Holy Land. But Matt, it's chock full of activities, of history, of information, of worship. What kind of activities are these students going to be able to avail themselves of?
Yeah, these students, they on this particular trip, Covenant Journey trip, they came from 20 colleges and universities, including University of California, as opposed to also big and small Christian universities. So they're across the board. They are Christian college-age students. Many of them have traveled internationally in multiple places. Many of them have been on mission trips. But universally, they say this has been the most impactful 10 days of their entire lives. These are 20-something-year-old men and women, young leaders of America, and frankly, throughout the world, they're going to be spread. And these are the 10 most important, impactful, spiritually moving days of their life. That's what they say, and that's constant from them. So what happens in this 10 days? It is literally like a spiritual boot camp, if you will. The days begin in the morning at 8 o'clock. We're on the bus and we travel. We have the best tour guides that are experienced. We have a spiritual leader. We have other assistants on the bus. And we have a Covenant Journey alumni from a previous trip, a college-age student who was on a previous trip who's excelled in leadership and has an interest in mentoring and being with these young people. And we go to different sites, and we have a wide variety of sites that we see. I'll tell you about the last day toward the end of the program because it was a very impactful day. But let me begin with where we started. We got off the bus. We went to Caesarea Maritima, amazing ruins that are there. It's on the Mediterranean Sea. It's a very important place for you and I, non-Jews, because it's there where Cornelius brought Peter and he revealed to him a dream that he had, a vision that God was going to, through him and through the apostles, take the gospel to the Gentiles. It's also the place where the apostle Paul was taken, and he appealed to Caesar, and from there he goes to Rome. And so the gospel goes to Rome through the apostle Paul being at home arrest in Rome. So it's very important to us as Christians because that's kind of our birthplace, if you will, where the gospel begins to go throughout the world and eventually to the United States of America. From there, we go to Capernaum, and that's where we spend the next couple of days touring. We begin in Capernaum, which is the actual city. We know it. It's undisputed. It's not tradition, 100% where Jesus performed most of his ministry. Before we go there, we get to Nazareth. We go to Capernaum. We stay there. We visit the ruins. We see where Peter lived, his mother-in-law. This is where he called Matthew and Peter and James John and or Andrew, and so many other disciples, apostles were called right there. And we can go right back to the very first century level where Jesus was. It's an amazing experience. We visit the places for the Mount of Beatitudes, where Jesus gave the Mount of Beatitudes in Matthew 5 and forward. We go on the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus walked on the water, and where Peter got out of the boat and began to sink, and he grabbed Peter's hand and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Amazing experiences in praise and worship on the Sea of Galilee. There's just nothing like it. From there, we then move to the north. We go to the Golan Heights, and we go to the edge of Syria and Lebanon. We see the borders. We ultimately have geopolitical discussions, and we end the day at Caesarea Philippi, an amazing place where Jesus took the disciples for an object lesson. And he took them there specifically, walked them into the center of paganism, where the god Pan was worshipped, where the gates of hell were considered to be, where he went into or exited the netherworld, Hades. And Jesus then is confessed as the Son of God, the Messiah. And he says, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So it's an amazing time. The scriptures literally turn from black and white to color. You really see these experiences come alive. The scriptures come alive. You also then go through, you can't go through on this program the whole trip, but then we go to Mount Megiddo, where you get the word Armageddon. Armageddon is a Greek transliteration of Har Megiddo, Mountain of Megiddo. We go there, the Valley of Jezreel, where the final battle is mentioned in the book of Revelation. We go to Mount Carmel, where Elisha confronted the prophets of Baal. We go to Beth Shan, amazing ruins that were discovered only 21 years ago, this huge city there that you can walk through. It's where Saul and his sons were then hung on the walls of the city. From there, we go to Jerusalem, and we spend some amazing times throughout Jerusalem. We go to the Temple Mount, the Western Wall. We go to all the different amazing sites in Jerusalem. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Then we go down to the Negev, or the south. We go to En Gedi, where Saul was pursuing David, and he hid in a cave. We go to that same area where David was in that region, hiding from Saul, where he had the opportunity to kill him, but he chose not to because he was God's anointed. We go to Masada. We go to Qumran, where they discover the Dead Sea and the Dead Sea Scrolls. And then the students get a chance to go into the Dead Sea and float at the lowest place on the earth. It's just an amazing experience. I'll tell you just a moment before we conclude about Jerusalem, but it is literally a life transformative experience. The students only pay $500, those who are selected. We underwrite the rest of the cost, including airfare, hotels, amazing meals three times a day, guides, entrance fees. All of it is covered for those who are selected. $500 is all they pay. We underwrite the rest of it through contributions from people around the country.
Now, Matt, I wasn't able to join you on this trip, but I kind of felt like a fly on the wall with Facebook, watching all of the Facebook posts of all the various locations you went. One consistent thing I noticed, although this is definitely for students who are serious students of biblical history and of Israel and the region, and I noticed that everyone constantly had a smile on their face wherever you were. So not only is it just chock full of amazing information and experiences, but it sure seemed like everyone was having a real good time as well.
Oh, they do. I mean, it's a fun time. There's lots of information, but there's lots of time for fun. There's times for praise and worship. It's an amazing mix of a lot of different information and experiences in 1 week. And the last day, we're there in Jerusalem. We start off at Caiaphas' house, where Jesus was taken. We then go to the Pools of Bethesda, where he did a miracle. We go to the Praetoria, where he's taken before Pontius Pilate, down to the very first level at the time of Jesus, and we end in communion at the Garden Tomb. Unbelievable experience on the last day. If you know of Christian college-age students who have leadership potential and have a level of interest or support for Israel, and you want to supercharge their faith and their worldview, then they ought to come on a Covenant Journey trip. You can go to covenantjourney.org for more information. If you want to support Covenant Journey, then I encourage you to do so. It cost about $3,500 per student. We underwrite the whole thing, and it literally transforms their life. Their faith is like supercharge. The Bible becomes color, three-dimensional, if you will, and it transforms the life of these young men and women who will be our future leaders. Go to covenantjourney.org or call right now, 407-875-1967. That's 1967. That's our Covenant Journey telephone.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.